Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Of Heezy's World. This is episode 128, and as always, I am Roheezy. Loves Demota. Oh, I'm not even gonna front y'all. I'm not feeling the best right now. A little peeved, but it's cool. I'm here, I'm alive. And we got water. We got water, y'all. Well, welcome back. I need to get it together because I pressed record. But, man, let me tell y'all. This world is full of leaders and followers. And I don't know what this world's full of. All I know is I'm just an idiot like the rest of y'all. And we just got to work together better. And that's on me. I don't know, y'all. I'm having the shits. Definitely trying to figure out what I was going to say before I started, but couldn't figure it out, so I'm just giving y'all the goddamn truth. But the truth can kill, so I'm very, very vague. But, man, you know, I just want things to be better. I feel like this pandemic, the way this world is, we've been separated, you know what I'm saying, and shit. I don't know what's going on, but I'ma be better and I'ma do better because what the fuck, there's nothing else to do but do that. But anyway, I'm happy as shit at the end of the day. Happy I'm alive. Happy I'm beautiful. Happy that I got my family. I'm happy that I got my friends. Happy that I got some place to live. But you know, I'm just a little depressed, but at the same time, I'm blessed. So let's bless that stress down and get on with this goddamn show. Some things to get into today. But happy Black History Month, guys. You know what I'm saying? 2-2-22 is today. A lot of twos. 1-0. Or maybe there's two zeros. I don't know. 2-2-22, guys. And yeah, it's really like 2-2-20 twice. It's 2-2-20 out here, bro. I'm like, it's like this. I mean, I hate regurgitating myself, but it's just like this last. I'm still stuck in 2019. I want us to go back, but I'm a forward-thinking person. But it's just like this shit is here to stay. This fucking mindset of ignorance, and I don't know. It's just me going through the shit, so I need to branch out, because I had a better day earlier today. As y'all saw, that the Commanders is now a thing. The Washington football team, formerly known as the Washington Redskins, is now currently known as the Washington Commanders. And it's been getting a lot of hate. Everybody talking shit, like they're an owner of a football team or some shit, or if they ever made a title for somebody other than their kid. Check out your kid's name first for your cup, son. I'm joking. But yeah, whoever named somebody Delilah and Emerson, yeah, don't talk about the Commanders. That was totally random off the top of my head, but the bad names out here. Like Rohan. It's like, no, I'm joking. My name is fucking awesome. But, yeah, man. My team's a fucking shit show, okay? You guys know this, right? Okay? We out here kidnapping cheerleaders, taking all their clothes, you know, going into like a somewhat of a concentration camp on an island. Strip these bitches. Sorry for my terms. But I'm a little upset, so I'm allowed to do what the fuck I want to do right now. Let the mad heezy roam. But, yeah, man, you're kidnapping cheerleaders where players are fucking coaches' girlfriends. Something like that. And you know, Albert Hainsworth, Deion Sanders, Dan Snyder. Like, I just, you know, I'm not an owner. You know what I'm saying? I don't strive to be an owner. I strive to be a coworker that works with his companies. But I'd probably be the same way if I was a boss. Get over there and do your goddamn work. But nah, man, it's cool. I'm not stressing out like the rest of you fair weather fans out there. Who gives a fuck about a name? I'm not going to repeat what I said earlier. I made a little video about it. But there's actually a team named the Cowboys. Y'all know what the Cowboys did? They got rid of the Indians. Okay? And we used to be the Redskins. Okay? And they did it again. 52 to fucking 14. Nah, that's your only thing, Cowboys. But I don't know, man. What's in the name? Okay? At this point, names don't even count. You got people being different sexes now. You call a woman a man or a man a woman and they don't want to be called that shit, you're going to jail. Are you ready for that? Is anybody ready for that? So fuck a name. Go team. You know what I'm saying? Go player. Score that touchdown. Command the field. But no, man. I ain't tripping. I did want the Warhogs. Washington Warhogs. You know what I'm saying? We were hogs. We had to hog the front line, but I don't know, man. I don't really have much to say. I don't really care. I'm in a space where I really don't give a fuck right now. But I do love my team. It's one of the things I love. One of the few things I love. Like Marvel. You know what I'm saying? Moon Knight's coming up. But yeah. Hey, we got a black jersey out of the deal. How many of your football teams got a black jersey? Nobody. Not that many. 5, 6. It's like an even trade. We got the 6th worst name in the game. And we got this, you know, it's like 6 teams with black jerseys, okay? So, you can't have everything. And to seriously think about it, guys, there's other fans out there. Yeah, I know this is a, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from a 30-year-old mindset. I'm not a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old or an Army vet. I mean, I know I've spoken to an Army vet. He says he doesn't fuck with the name either, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hoping we're not pressing y'all out like we pressed the people that didn't like Redskins. But, yeah, man. But, yeah, there's other people out here. Like, I was on defense mode today and offense mode. I was playing offense and defense today, protecting my team's integrity and knocking down the rest of all these teams' bullshit. All right? You know what I'm saying? What was I about to say? Fuck. I'm not even drinking, y'all. I was about to say something. Oh, 50% of the country voted for Trump. We can't get what we want out here. 45% of Americans don't like the kiss, if you watched my last episode, okay? There's a lot of stupid people out here. I gotta say it that way. I gotta say, there's a lot of people not like us. You know, and at the end of the day, I love everybody. Anybody given the breath from the Lord above, you are loved, and you should be loved if you ain't feeling loved. But you are loved. Somebody made you, and somebody cherishes you. And somebody will cherish you if you're not cherished now. Get your shit together. But I don't know, bro. But let's go through the news. I am good, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Life is okay. Just a little hiccup. I believe in myself. And I believe that everything is going to be Irie. I mean well to everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's a quick vent. Because I'm periodically, since the pandemic has begun, because I feel like pre-pandemic, I never used to have these type of problems I've been having. Getting into it with people. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I'm mistaken. I can't remember. I think it did. All this shit did happen pandemic time. I can't remember, though. But I don't know, man. I just want everybody in the fucking world to know. Especially the ones that are around me. All the time. I mean well. I care about everyone. But I can only show care to those who show care about me. There's so much, you know, like I'm depressed right now. Nobody asked me if I was okay today. You know, I don't care. I wasn't around that many people today. About 5 people. But not one asked if I was all right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, did I ask if they were okay? No, I didn't. It's like a toxic atmosphere that I'm just brewing. And I'm trying to kill this toxic shit. But I just feel like, I don't know, there's so much anger in me, I suppose. You know what I'm saying? The world is fucking crazy. Like, I was watching Boba Fett today, and Luke said it best. The universe is a dangerous fucking place. Find the goddamn balance. Use the force. Feel the force. Okay? Because there's no way you're going to be able to tackle all the problems of the world and live long. You know what I'm saying? And that's a note to myself, because I'm trying to fix everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no time. I ain't got no problems with nothing, but I'm sitting there trying to fix problems. But I do got my own problems. But I ain't trying to worry about my own problems. But I don't know, man. I'm trying to look. I am getting try out my vocabulary. And everybody else should do that, too. I'm going to live a healthy life. I am living a healthy life. I made spinach today, but I used too much seasonal. But I'm not really a cooker, but, you know, I'm branching out. I've been doing things lately. I ate strawberries for dinner last night. I made spinach today. You know what I'm saying? That's an accomplishment for me, because I'm not really a chef. It's been a while since I've chefed. I have privileges where I can be cooked for or find things to eat. That's why I'm poor. But anyway, guys, that's enough of my goddamn venting. Let's get into the news. Big Heezy's all right. But yeah, Black History Month, guys. My favorite Black History character is still Nat Turner to this day. That motherfucker stood up. But at the end of the day, it's a lot more than just him that stood up. But as his story still resonates, because that's what we need, it seems. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for MLK. Peace and nonviolence is the way I live. But, you know, I got a violent mouth that means peace. But it's just like, you know, people get offended because they're stupid. No, I'm joking, guys. Just we got to communicate better, everybody. But yeah, what are we going to get into first? So I was meant to talk about this last week. Oh, since we were talking about football. Washington Commanders, go Commanders, okay? We're going to command the field, all right? Like, come on. Go Pack, go. What is that? The Steelers, come on. The Vikings, they raped and pillaged. The Browns. I said that was racist, but I learned that was named after the owner, Mr. Brown. So essentially, I don't want to use the S word, but you guys are owned by somebody that gave y'all this last name. Okay? It's weird. It's weird as fuck. But anyway, that's not what I'm on. Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, has stepped down. Probably because more GOATs have stepped up. A la the Bengals quarterback, Allen from the Bills. There's a new guard out there playing quarterback. Not on the Washington Commanders team, but soon it shall come. And it's all good. But shout out to the GOAT, man. It's been fun watching him. It's been fun watching him. I've seen a lot of crazy games. He's inspiring to watch. He's like tunnel vision and shit when, you know, he gets in his mode and it's like, all right, shit's on the line and I'm a winner. So if either I'm a bullshit or I'm a win, and that nigga didn't bullshit. Well, shout out to Tom Brady. Work ethic and just a sound system. I don't know how he does it. I mean, you know, I'm not going there. I'm not going to be Whoopi Goldberg today. But shout out to Tom Brady. But I'll go ahead and talk about Whoopi Goldberg, because it's like, wow, Whoopi, Miss Goldberg. That's kind of funny. That's a Jewish last name. But you guys don't know. If you don't know yet, she made a comment about the Jewish people, the Holocaust, terrible tragedy. I just want to say, did she not learn from Nick Cannon? I feel like Nick Cannon got closer to a breakthrough than she. You know, don't attempt if you're not gonna come with some shit. Nick Cannon was on to something. There's this other dude, and I forgot his name, man. It was back when I used to watch Red and Blue Pills, some underground dudes from New York or some shit. I don't know. They had debates with the Jewish, and they was talking a lot of shit. A lot of shit that Nick Cannon was talking before he got shut down and shit. But shout out to him. He has a new kid. You know, he lost a kid, so having a new kid is awesome. But yeah, what did she say? Oh, she said the Holocaust wasn't about race. Honestly, I don't focus on that. I'm aware of that history. I focus on the black shit that's going on. Like, how we black out racism in America. Like, that's what I care about the most. I mean, shit still happened. Ahmaud Arbery and, you know what I'm saying? I think one of them, either somebody won an appeal or they were offered an appeal, and I'm just like, yo, this shit ain't never gonna stop. History prevails, and our history prevails is fucked up. It's not good. Majority is not good. And a lot of shit I'm gonna talk about today is not good. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative, but it's more like just what crossed my eye this week. Not much good news. Anyways, doing this on Black History Month. But alas, y'all, we living it up. We out here doing the damn thing, all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Pat yourself on the back. But, yeah. But, matter of fact, what I wanted to focus on. So I didn't want to focus on this story because it's not about Whoopi Goldberg. It's about critical race theory and how these books are being banned from the schools because, I don't know, some people don't want the shit getting to the kids. Let me find the article here. I just forgot how to use my phone for some reason. But, yeah, man. It's fucking wild. Where are we at? Whoopi Goldberg. Suspended from The View after saying the Holocaust was not about race. Who cares about that? I'm sorry, Whoopi. Get through it. I know you will. Strong black woman. And smart. Okay, Goldberg made the comments during Monday's episode of The Talk as she and the other hosts were discussing how the Holocaust-centered graphic novel, Maus, M-A-U-S, was banned by a Tennessee school board. What's up with these fucking South, these hick-ass places doing this type of shit? Becoming just the latest on a lengthy list of banned books in the U.S. The Pulitzer Prize-winning book is about the author and his father, Holocaust survivor Vladek Spiegelman, and the genocide's impact on their relationship. The Tennessee school board banned the book, Goldberg said, because there were complaints about the novel containing nudity and bad language. Alert, alert, the bullshit has arisen. Okay, we're talking Holocaust, we're talking history. You worrying about some titties? Or a dick? Or, that's as worse as it gets. Those are the only things that protrude. We're worried about, and bad language? These kids cuss like fucking sailors. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That's why I don't care about not cussing, because at the end of the day, y'all gotta stop being pansies, okay? Even that was fucking get somebody's panties in a bunch. That's fucking crazy. So yeah, she said, personally, I'm shocked because given the story of Moss, I'm surprised that that's what made you uncomfortable. The fact that there was some nudity, it's about the Holocaust, the killing of 6 million people. But yeah, it came into that. But I like how that's pointed out when really we need to focus on us hiding books. Like the kids are barely going to school anymore. So why? I just hope this shit's not getting snuck under the rug. We're busy with this pandemic trying to follow all these protocols. Comply, comply, comply. Comply with police. Comply with every fucking thing. There's no more doing your own shit anymore. It's like, it's fucking weird. But I mean, I'm being pretty negative. I live a free fucking life, trust me. I do what the fuck I want. I'm just trying not to piss people off in the process. But that's hard, and it's a work, you know? If you want to, you really want something, you work at it, okay? And that's what I do. But yeah, man, critical race theory, I mean, it's more than that. It's not just Jewish book being banned. It's actual black history books being banned. It was, I talked about this about 3 times on this podcast. And I worry about these kids, man. It's the dumbing down. You know what I'm saying? You can't kill them. Make them stupid. You know what I'm saying? And this world is still savage. I told y'all about the Star Wars reference. You got to find the balance. There's always going to be bad. And there's always going to be good. I don't know how to fix that shit. Y'all take it up with God. Because this is weird. It's getting weird out here, down here, as the older you get. But then I have hope, because there's my father, who's older than a lot of you motherfuckers. And he's an inspiration by himself. And there's everybody else that's been doing the damn thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's the news I read or... Oh, I've been watching Sons of Anarchy. Straight. Like I've been binging the shit out of that shit. It's a long show. I'm on the... 5th season almost, and the shit's getting crazy. This last 4th season has been nothing but drama. Like, oh, what the fuck, bitch? Bow, I wanted to punch the TV screen. You know what I'm saying? This shit's been really, really stressful. It's like, yo, can the good guys do a good thing? Why is everybody bad? This shit is worse than Power. Like, the show is awesome, but the show is horrible. You know what I'm saying? The show is terrible. Like, I posted on my Instagram, they held a gun to a baby. Can you guys? Has anybody ever seen that before? Not me. Like, it's worse than porn. Porn's not bad, but I'm just saying, like, you don't want to see that shit. But wow. But yeah, so that could be, and I'll be telling y'all, like, you gotta watch what we do. Like, watching TV is bad. I've been bad lately. I've been eating okay. But now I've been watching TV like a... See, I know the trade-offs. You know what I'm saying? I won't never be too bad. You won't see me with some cookie dough ice cream sitting on my ass all day. That's too much bad shit. But I am filling my mind with a lot of drama, and it's not... I don't know. I think that's a factor here. But I don't know. You guys tell me. You guys are smart enough. I don't fucking know. But yeah, man, critical race theory, guys. Don't let them dumb our kids down. Don't mess up the children. Lupe fiasco. If you know, you know. But yeah, that's my next story. So, like, I meant to talk about this last week. We got flying cars on the way, guys, and I've been waiting for this shit. I personally been waiting for jetpacks. I'm cool with jetpacks, but you know, I don't want to blow up trying to go up. You know what I'm saying? But flying cars about to be a thing, guys. They're about to be a thing. I meant to talk about this last week. I just forgot. I was drinking with John. There's another thing I'm gonna mention. And shout out to John for quitting smoking, because there's an ingredient in cigarettes that is very wild, guys. But you guys knew that. But yes. Whoa, where's that story at? Oh, a car that can transform into a small aircraft has passed flight tests with flying colors in Slovakia. Developers say the air car was awarded an official certificate of airworthiness by the Slovak Transport Authority after completing 70 hours of rigorous flight testing. According to Klein Vision, that's a nice last name, the company behind the dual it goes that dyslexic shit. The company behind the dual mode car aircraft vehicle, and I'm fucking up the sentence. The test flights, which included more than 200 takeoffs and landings, were compatible with European Aviation Safety Agency standards, the company said in a press release on Monday. Now, the shit looks pretty legit. There's a video, but I've been staying away from video lately because YouTube ain't paying. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of going on strike until they get some dollars to a player. But thankful to the other platforms I'm on. I'm still thankful for YouTube. It's exposure still. But, you know, where the money reside, where the money reside. But, yeah, man, let me see if I had any more information. So, I know there's a couple other countries. I think America's doing one, and Japan and shit. You know, there's always a target to a Walmart, you guys. And some places are third sector situation. What the fuck is this? Oh. Beauty is the largest. Let me see. But there's a nice video. The joint was really looking legit. I saw it. I will get it. But, you know, of course, after, like, you know, a few people have died. Yeah, right? Just like this COVID vaccine. I ain't fucking around. But, yeah, man. Flying cars. I just can't wait. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can say about that. All right. What's the next stupid news I got here? The sixth mass extinction is coming. Now, if you guys didn't know this, there's been a couple mass extinctions. So, literally wiping out of living things on this planet. Okay. It hasn't happened to the humans yet, but humans have done it to each other. What Whoopi was trying to say, the inhumanity to man, it's real. Motherfuckers get rich or powerful, they be like, oh, I'll kill all these motherfuckers. Nobody wants to listen? You're gonna listen. At the end of the day, who the fuck is in charge? Nobody. It's just a bunch of fucking wild shit going on. But yeah, the sixth mass extinction. So if you guys didn't know the first five, let me tell you about it. I think this is interesting news, guys. You know, I know I don't like to bore you guys with shit, but you're gonna fucking take what I give you, guys. But yeah, the Ordovician Silurian extinction, 440 million years ago. Small marine organisms died out. The Devonian extinction, 365 million years ago. Many tropical marine species went extinct. I would say that's the same thing, but okay. Devonian, Ordovician. Permian, Triassic extinction, 250 million years ago. The largest mass extinction event in Earth's history affected a range of species, including many vertebrates. The Jurassic extinction, 210 million years ago. The extinction of other vertebrate species on land allowed dinosaurs to flourish. That's interesting. I didn't even peep that. Cretaceous Tertiary, or I'm not sure how to say that word. Sorry, guys. I'm a little dumb. 65 million years ago. They didn't even explain that one. Scientists refer to the major extinction that wiped out non-avian dinosaurs as the KT extinction, because it happened at the end of the Cretaceous period and the beginning of the Tertiary period. Whatever, man. But anyway, this sixth extinction is pretty much the rest of our animals. Apparently, according to scientists, 99% of the animals since the creation of time, of living things, they've been wiped out. So we're sitting here with 1% left. It's pretty fucking wild if you think about it. I mean, not even if you think about it, 1%. That's fucking terrible. Let me see, what do I have in the notes here? Oh boy. Crazy shit going on, y'all. All these stories are crazy today. This one might be a little boring, but I'm just trying to prepare y'all before y'all get wiped out. You know what I'm saying? Say your bye-byes. Or prepare us to live longer. I don't know. Somebody work on something, please. It is thought that more than 500 species of land animal are close to extinction and could be lost within the next 20 years. The report was published in the Scientific Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences and studied 29,000 species of land vertebrate. They estimated that the number of extinctions expected in the next two decades would likely take thousands of years if not for the negative impact of humanity. The inhumanity of man. And I'm not just talking about males. Males are fucked up, though, because we the one that took the power and we ain't doing well with it. Motherfuckers can't lead, bro. Not one good leader out here, bro. I don't know one good leader. I mean, you know, that's like in charge of a country or some shit. But yeah. Wow. It's no secret that extinctions have been happening at an alarming rate in recent decades, with human involvement in climate change blamed for creating habitats unsuitable for many species of wildlife. The findings of a major study by the IUCN, International Union for Conservation of Nature, red listed a threatened species than bird life. All this wordage. What does it say? Species and Bird Life International, which found that the Earth may be on the brink of mass extinction event. Scientists estimate, I already said that. But pretty much the planet's dying, y'all. I mean, we hear this all the time, but it's like, I don't know, bro. I don't know if we need to revolutionize, you know. At the end of the day, it always comes with fight the powers that be so they can stop fucking over shit. But I feel like they got us in the headlock with this COVID. Or maybe COVID has had everybody in a headlock. I don't know. But it's a lot going on. But yeah, fuck all that. Shit ain't going bad. I mean, this Earth's been here. I mean, I've only been alive for 30 years. There's people that's been here for years. Earth still hasn't gone anywhere. I personally think we'll disappear before the Earth disappears. So, you know, we need these animals, guys. And extinction breeds extinction. So if one piece of animal's dying, like if the bees go, guys, come on. You guys got to watch the bee movie. All right, next shit that we on. The Alcor Life Extinction Foundation plans to test if science and technology can bring back a deceased life through cryogenics. Linda and Fred Chamberlain spearheaded the company back in 1972 after being enlightened as attendees at a cryonics conference in early 1970. Alcor currently houses 200 bodies at a lab. Bodies are frozen for $220,000 and the head and brain for $80,000. CNET reports, incoming patients will have their bodies incubated and kept on ice. If you guys don't pick up what I'm saying, we're freezing bodies, headless bodies at that. And we expect these motherfuckers to come back to life soon. A mechanical thumper will keep blood flowing to further prep the body for cryonics to avoid extraneous cellular damage. Patients will then enter the operating room and will be filled with cryoprotectants. Here, bodies will be cooled for hours after additional measures to ensure water and ice no longer remain in the brain. Patients will have their body temperatures lowered to 196 negative 196 degrees Celsius. That's probably like 300, negative 300 or negative 1,000. I don't fucking know. Patients will stay in long-term care rooms for decades, for centuries. This doesn't make any fucking sense. According to the U.S. Sun, baby Matherin Naovaratapong, so people over there are funding this shit. So now, nicknamed Ines, is a patient currently being held at Alcor. She died from Bane. They just, I'm not laughing. I'm just shocked that they call a dead person a patient. Wow, this is something, I'm in another territory right now. This is weird. She died from brain cancer in 2015. Her parents, Nerirat and Saha Torn, made the unconventional decision to preserve their daughter's brain. Following 10 surgeries, 12 rounds of chemo, and 20 rounds of radiation, which failed to eradicate her cancer. This was the way to keep her. We must keep her. Sada, whatever his name is. Excuse me, sir, or ma'am. I'm sorry to fuck up these names. I'm so shocked I can't even read. But this was actually documented. This is from a documentary on Netflix called Hope Frozen, A Quest to Live Twice. I'm going to check that out. That's fucking weird. According to the U.S. Sun, our best estimates are that within 50 to 100 years, we will have the medical technologies needed to restore our patients to health and function, said Linda Chamberlain, according to CNET. According to CNET, I'm an optimist. Yo, it's a wild, wild west, I'm telling y'all. It's really weird out here. Really, really weird. I cannot believe that. I didn't even tell y'all, I just be looking at shit, I see the headlines, I'm like, whoa, I'll get back to that on the show, I read it on the show, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not scared or anything, because, like, what the fuck, can't die, I probably can come back twice in the next 200 years. What the fuck, man? Jeez. Sorry, guys, for all this weird fucking news. Okay, next subject. Which one do I want to go for? I'll save the bad news for last, okay? Because I don't even know if I can take it. But yes, GTA is real. If you guys play the popular game GTA, I love it. I mean, I love playing with my friends. I barely play it because the friends are never on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to gang up and mob on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Kill people. Make them mad. They doing something. They doing missions. Wipe them out. Sons of Anarchy, these bitches. But it's a fun game. It's full of criminal shit. You know, a lot of crime and wrongdoing. You know what I'm saying? It's literally like Sons of Anarchy. You know what I'm saying? You're playing as yourself. And you can be part of a gang. You can be a... What is this shit called? I forgot what it's called, but like... You got a mob. I don't know, man. There's so much shit. But in a new report by Forbes, the United States has opened a criminal case that found evidence that Mexican drug cartels are using Grand Theft Auto Online to recruit young people to carry out very real crimes. This evidence was found after earlier reports by Mexican police that gangs were using various online games to recruit, though they didn't have hard evidence. So this can barely be true, but at least two people were caught doing some fuck shit. This evidence was found after early reports... did I already say that? Yes. Yes, I said that. In other words, it appears that this practice is more prevalent than first thought. United States authorities discovered the issue when Border Patrol arrested a young woman named Alyssa Navarro. I think... That's fucked up. I mean, they use these names in a lot of shows and games with a lot of crime and cartels and shit. Like Navarro. It's part of Ozark. You know, there's a guy named Ozark in Navarro. There's a guy named Navarro in Ozark who's a head of the cartel. So, Alyssa Navarro, you know, I don't think you were just playing GTA. But anyway, I'm joking. I don't fucking know. But... They arrested this woman for transporting more than 60 kilograms of methamphetamine. After she was detained, she admitted that she has been recruited by a man she met in GTA Online, who called himself George. Or Jorge. It's spelled George, but, you know, cartel. After the two... please, I'm not being racist, guys. Because Sons of Anarchy was just... Anyway, after the two talked online, they eventually met in person in... George convinced Alyssa to become a runner and offered her as much as $2,000 a week. I don't think that's enough. In December, Mexican authorities reported they apprehended three young boys who had been recruited by cartel members playing the popular mobile battle royal game Free Fire. Never heard of it. That's wild. The boys were allegedly promised $200 a week to work as lookouts. That's fucking crazy, guys. I don't even know. That's wild. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. And yes, I'm saving the worst story for last. Drake was spotted at a game. Mad as fuck yesterday. And I feel him. I feel the rest of you guys out there. The rest of you gals out there that like gals. I feel you. I feel your fucking hurt. I feel your fucking pain. Rihanna is taken. Taken by some. I'm going to be respectful, okay? Low-class rapper. Like, you need to get a lyricist if you're going to be a great singer, yo. But anyway, maybe they're staying from the toxicity. I don't know. Get you a softie. It's like, no, I'm talking shit by somebody that can have me. Anyway. Have me fucked up. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean peace, guys. I mean well, okay? I want you guys to have a successful, you know, short marriage and, you know, this baby to grow up, be a great whatever it's going to be. Selling makeup or singing songs or rapping better than its dad. I really don't like ASAP Rocky as a rapper, yo. There was this one song that I liked, though. How did it go? Can't remember. But it had Schoolboy Q in it. But yeah, Rihanna's pregnant, guys. Rihanna's gonna have birth. I'm gonna call it. It's gonna be a girl, cause the strongest person in a relationship is what breeds the sex. That was an opinion I learned a long time ago. It's not true. I don't think it's true. But if it is true, it'll start a lot of arguments. I'm the strongest motherfucker in this relationship. It should be a boy. But anyway, if that's true, we should find out, because that'll be wild. But yeah, man, Rihanna's gone, bro. But like I said, man, she, you know, relationships don't last forever. So you guys just wait it out. If you really want her, you'll get her. I just need exposure. You know what I'm saying? She see me cross her motherfucking timeline, I know it's over. I know it's over. And I'll take care of that kid ASAP. So now I'm being disrespectful. These are all fucking jokes. Rihanna's beautiful, but I'm not a big fan of hers. She has a very huge forehead. I'm not a fan of foreheads. Foreheads are sexy to some people, but not me. But she is sexy. That's it. That's all I got to say. But yeah, shout out to her. And for my last situation here, for my cigarette smokers, I want to shout out my brother-in-law, the Goosh, for quitting cigarettes. I know I talk a lot of shit like, oh, when are you going to come back? Huh? You did it so many times before. But nah, man, my man's on it. But I want to tell you, maybe he heard this and maybe he was like, oh, hell nah. But if you guys didn't know, there's a lot of...
No, the cigarettes contain...
There's a lot of ingredients in cigarettes. Over 500. Now, I've had about 20 cigarettes in my lifetime. I used to drink them when I was a young fucking fool. I used to feel like it... Because I used to get drunk as shit, go out to Adams Morgan, you know, really drunk, really, that good old binge drinking. And, you know, I would think the cigarettes would bring me down. But all it did was make me feel like shit. Oh, they make you take a shit too. But you can drink some milk or something, guys. We could do better. But yeah, if you didn't know this, let my man tell you here. He looks like somebody that was in I think he was in Hidden Colors. But I don't know his name. But let me just let you play this for you. It's 43 seconds.
So the cigarettes contain Civet Cat Absolute. Do you know what Civet Cat Absolute is? It's cat booty juice. It's cat booty juice. Because the Civet Cat is a cat. It's an animal. And they go in the rectum of the cat to get the absolute out, to put it in cigarettes so ignorant human beings can smoke it. So you got human beings walking around here smoking cat booty juice. Walking around here like they're Puff, the magic dragon. That's why I call people who smoke dragons. That stuff is toxic. That stuff is toxic.
And as always, I try my best to bring the facts. But yeah, that's real, guys. And also, it's in perfumes, I hear, and other shit, makeup. So, you know, don't get your cat booty juices in a bunch. But that's it for my show, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Sorry about all the angry shit I be talking. But, you know, hopefully you guys look out for me. Realize I'm not just talking out my ass, you know. Let's check on each other, okay? I'm fine, though. I'm always going to be fine. I'm always the guy for fun. But, yeah, love each other, love yourself, take care of yourself, and let's try to make this world a better world, okay? Babies are right. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good life. See you later, alligators. Oh. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.